Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed. I'm Ken Napsok, and that over there across this virtual desk is my friend.
Joseph Scrimshaw is my name.
We didn't work this out. I wanted to try something new.
It was great. It was nice to have the faith that you meant me. There's no one else on this call, but you know, I didn't want to assume.
Well, you know, outside the curtain of our show, you and I have been broadcasting virtually since March, I believe, right?
Yep.
And that was going on, and thank God to programs like StreamYard or Zencaster and everything that they just we couldn't have really done this. We'd be broadcasting from the balcony and on me on the couch back in the day. But I think for the hours that we put out every week, the fact that you and I have been in different parts of the city, and other people do this in different parts of the country, so kudos to them too. But we don't step it over each other too much. We get to the points that we're trying to make. A pat on our back for I haven't seen your face in a while, sir.
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty well. Pretty damn well.
Pretty damn well. Today, speaking of well, this is a special Four Center broadcast. And yeah, a lot of you were actually tweeting us going, where is the discussion? And that made me happy because today we're going to be talking about the new Lego holiday special that dropped on Life Day, November 17th. A lot of us were excited for this. The anticipation was high, which is great because without a doubt, we knew going in, this was going to have some humor. We saw the trailer. It's going to be silly, going to have some heart. And it's that Lego humor mixed with Star Wars. And you know what? It was exactly that. And we're going to dive in, to talk about the comedy, talk about the reveals and the heart. And yes, Joseph, big Star Wars lessons were present here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is not just a Star Wars show. It's a holiday special. And holiday specials, usually they kind of have a moral. Sometimes holiday specials are just all about the cool action. Right. but usually I'm being facetious. Usually, you know, they have some story to them. And this one definitely did have some stories, some morals. It was written by David Shane, directed by Ken Cunningham. A lot of familiar names in the credits. As voice actors and producers and the whole Star Wars team that has been making a lot of stuff like this of late was all in those credits. They went by extremely fast and are minimized quickly on Disney Plus, which is annoying. Anyway,
it is.
The credits thing, I think we're heading towards a great credits revolution when it comes to streaming, when it cuts away from them entirely. Or you minimizes them right when you want to pause, so you accidentally start playing the next thing. Very annoying.
Oh, if you had heard me swearing so hard trying to get to the credits of the Lego Holiday Special.
I did too. I watched it a second time with my wife and we're like, this is great. Yeah, it is. And then just a stream of curse words from me as I tried to pause on the millisecond of the actual voice credits. Man, very annoying. Yeah. Anyway, we clearly need some holiday cheer on this episode where we're talking about a holiday special. So, Ken, I think you hinted at it, but what was your overall reaction? Did you love it? Did you like it? Were you just like, this is exactly what it said on the tin and I'm happy with that?
This is exactly what it said on the tin of candy and I needed that candy. It truly was just what I needed, not just for Star Wars. I mean, we love The Mandalorian, so there's no, we're not having, it's not Grumpy Town over there, but I think there was just something so pure about this, so fun, and there was no confusing it for anything other than what it was or what it wanted to be or what it was supposed to be, fun, warm, and silly. But then it was also just really fully aligned with Star Wars messages, and that made me smile, particularly the second time. You know, you generally watch once for ourselves, second for the show, and any other viewings, you're taking notes, whatever. The second time, I just had a big, real big smile early on of just the way they're leaning into some of the lessons. And I got to say, I hope we get one of these every year.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought this one had a real vibe of this could be a holiday life day classic that they promote every year. But doing different ones, that would be really, really great. Yeah, a whole I can't wait to see the gritty but funny Mando holiday special would be amazing. I'm on the same page with you. I think the goal of this is to be funny and charming, and because it is Star Wars and a holiday special, to be heartfelt. And I think they absolutely hit those goals. Funny, charming, very specific kind of Lego humor that has been Lego and Lego Star Wars humor that has been established across things like the Freemaker Adventures and All Stars and in the Lego Star Wars video game. So it was all like really set a goal and it hit it. For me, I watched it on November 17th with my wife. November 17th is, of course, actual life day, and it is our wedding anniversary. So this was really fun. As I said, I'd like to like watch the life day special, but it is our anniversary. So if you want to watch something else, and my wife's like, no, that'd be great. And so we got ourselves a nice meal from the Smokehouse, the restaurant that you and I both like. So I had a martini. I had some steak Sinatra. I had this great fun show, and it was just like almost overwhelming with like all of the fun and the joy. And my wife, Sarah, didn't know anything about it. She hadn't watched any of the trailers. So when the time travel thing started happening and Rey and BB-8 fell into a swamp, my wife's jaw dropped. She's like, are they on Dagobah? Are they going to Dagobah? And it is so great to sometimes be able to take a step back and see things like this through the eyes of someone who is not watching every trailer and reading, you know, 1,000 hot takes on social media.
Right. No, I love that. I love that. I love experiencing that alongside those fine people out there, which there's more of them than us.
There's more of us who are like, what? Where are we in the timeline? Who's going on? What? Huh? Other overall reactions for me then is, I really like that these Lego specials are canon adjacent. They're kind of, the timeline matches up. The general intent and energy of the character matches up. But even with it being just canon adjacent, it was just great to see Finn learning to use the Force and seeing Rey's yellow saber and seeing that journey continue. And we'll talk about it. But for me, the only real negatives were just wishing that there were more of some things. You know, I didn't have any problem with what was there, but there's a part of me that's like, ooh, I wish we could get more of X, Y, or Z. And we can talk later about what that X, Y, or Z might be.
That's great. Yeah, I'm right there with you on that.
Excellent. Excellent. So let's dive into some big ideas. What did you think were the big ideas of this Lego Star Wars Holiday Special?
Oh, man, going down my freeform theme checklist here. ideas of change, adapting, looking for the way forward, sometimes maybe by going back and starting over. That's probably the big one. We'll dive in here in a second. Connection, friendships, you and I, and looking at Mandalorian Chapter 12. No spoilers for those who haven't watched that show yet or that episode. Connection and support and the power of that, particularly as on the opposite side of the inner workings of the Sith and their and their work relationships and their master and apprentice relationships, very powerful. The idea that from failure we can learn, certainly a big Star Wars theme. All that was there, and a little bit even behind the jokes, the theme, but also maybe where the lesson of Palpatine and his quest for more power and what that can lead you to. So. All that was there for me. We can dive in as needed based on what you saw, too.
Yeah. No, I think I'm right there with you with all the big ideas. And, you know, it's what's great about something like this. That's a one shot holiday special, that it is very clear with its ideas. So you can enjoy the comedy. You can enjoy the Lego action, and, you know, the tugs on the heartstrings and the lessons are right there, which is nice. For me, I think the way I kind of boil it down altogether is this general idea that friendship and community are just as important as mastery and power. You know, we get Yoda's lesson to Rey that really drives some of the ideas home, that masters and apprentices need to share joy and fun as well as the more, you know, rigid wisdom from a book. I thought that was really great, and then had that idea was contrasted in a fun and funny way with the lack of joy and connection between Vader and Palpatine. A little bit Kylo as well, but really with Vader, it's a fun joke of the give the Emperor the mug and he's just a jerk about it. But it really shows that lack of connection, that lack of joy. And I think it all builds, and it never loses its language of saying these ideas really in the form of a joke. Maybe a couple of Yoda's messages to Rey are pretty clear cut. But, you know, right at the end there where Sheev says, "I'll rule the galaxy forever by myself like I always should have." That is great, because that's really driving home. Like, look, the masters and apprentices on the Jedi side of things, they can't just be rigidly about mastery and power and control. They have to be listening to one another. They have to understand one another. They have to share joy. And over here on the Sith side, she's just like, I'll use you. Oh, no, you're going to betray me. I'll use somebody else. Oh, I don't trust him either. Oh, I should have just been here all by myself. And I don't even like presents.
Well, to build on that, the idea that's on, you know, it's played well for laughs. And I do mean played well. The you know, everyone's Palpatine going, wait, Vader's going to toss me down a shaft there. And Vader's like, what, wait, you're going to replace me? Like, it's the Sith way, the rule of two. It's what they preach. But to actually see these characters in joke form kind of be like, wait a second, we have no true connection. It just worked for me. And every joke, there's probably some truth. Is the old saying that they hand it when you sign up for comedy, they hand you that pamphlet. It was really effective for me, the dichotomy between the two sides of this journey.
Yeah. And I thought those were all like great Star Wars themes, really building on essential parts of Star Wars. What is the master and apprentice relationship? Can you learn how to train someone just by reading a book? All sorts of like great Star Wars ideas. But then it dovetailed with this very traditional holiday message from all of our friends trying to party on the Falcon, that the point of Life Day is fun and connection, not presents or tip yip, you know. And I like their jokes, and it's great about, you know, remember, it's not about the tip yip. And Poe is like, oh, it is. And Poe being a little bit like Rey of, reflecting that, like that rigid, it kind of, it has to be perfect. I can make it perfect. And then at the end of the day, it's just throwing BB-8 like he's a snowball and making Wookiee snow angels and, you know, dancing and singing in a circle. You know, it's all straightforward holiday themes. But I really like that it still does dovetail with all the other Star Wars ideas here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the one of the other things, too, is just Rey at one point when she's leaving, you know, and like Finn's kind of taking it personal. Right. And it's just that now she's leaving for him. And I love that Rey's journey includes truly wanting to be a great teacher. Like you said, Joseph, the best way to learn and maybe get outside the book, but it speaks to the power and responsibility of teaching the next generation, which is important for Rey going forward. And again, canon adjacent, there's some themes, some ideas for the characters that we might never see in full actual episode 10 canon. We might not. But I love that it was present there, that this would be on Rey's heart to teach right. That worked for me as a theme as well.
Yeah, I know. I think that that is a kind of deeper part of the Jedi storytelling that comes out in bits and pieces all spread through canon of movies, books, TV shows, video games of you never stop learning as a Jedi. And I love that picture that Rey is like, well, I had this great victory and I feel a mastery over the Force myself. But I immediately have this new challenge where I need to learn something else of how do I teach that to my friend?
Yeah, absolutely there. And I love that the quote. I don't know if you want to dive into it here, but just when Rey pulls out the Jedi text and says, you know, when we travel down the wrong path, we must search for another. It's what the Jedi believe. And I was really warmed by that. Like outside the Star Wars story, outside the Lego holiday special I was watching. It's just it's a great theme that allows for mistakes, allows for misjudgments, it allows for redemption and redirection, which is so key to Star Wars, right? We always talk about our redemptions in Star Wars and how and who deserves it and who gets it, but we never should forget that that's the morality tale that's playing out in front of us. So just hearing that, I really smiled at that, Joseph, like just the idea of just, you know, destiny's full of choices like you talk about. And the way forward to me always exists. You just have to allow yourself to find it. And I just thought, what a message, particularly if you're younger watching this. And that tied into the heart of Star Wars for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And obviously this year is a difficult year, I would say globally is fair. and I think that's just a nice message to hear this time of like right now of even if you feel like there is no way forward, you know, try a different road and you might be surprised. And I think it had the nice from a different point of view, from a certain point of view theme, too, where, you know, she had that great attitude and that great energy of like, yep, the book says that. That's my experience. Let's try something new. Instead of a lightsaber, here's a wooden sword. And it appears to be a failure. But then you get to see him use it later and that it is, you know, to stop the tree from falling. And, you know, and he expresses how she's been teaching me to be in the moment. So you get to see it from a different point of view. What Rey saw as entirely a failure was not from Finn's perspective.
Absolutely.
Other big thing for me that I would love to dive into is a much more Star Wars specific one, this idea of letting go. We've talked about that a lot. Obviously, it is a central Jedi teaching that has been in there since A New Hope and gets brought up again and again of that idea of you need to open yourself to possibility. You need to open yourself to your intuition and not just your intellect. And I liked that was so literally called out in this episode that Rey reminded Luke that was his first lesson and literalized it into we're both trying to control the key, but we could let it go. And that would actually knock the villains over. So it was nice and literal. But then I thought on a deeper level as well, that one of the things that gave this episode heart kind of goes with a little bit of the letting go theme of the importance of spending some time with young Luke when he was innocent of the heavy burden of his destiny. And that's kind of, you know, that Rey had been going on this journey of hoping to see wise masters, you know, teaching these powerful apprentices. And one of the people that she gets more inspiration from is Luke, who is still young and joyful and hopeful because he doesn't have all this weight of I need to be a master, right?
Absolutely. Truly wonderful, the mind of a child is, right?
Yeah, or a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think also dovetailed with some of the big storytelling in the sequel trilogy in particular of being really literal about this theme that the past is important and you can learn from it, but you also do have to let go and move forward and try to live in the moment a little bit. And that's definitely some ideas that are at stake in the sequel trilogy movies. And I thought it was really great that this sequel trilogy centered holiday special with Lego was a literalization of that. Of Rey is literally looking in the past for the answer instead of finding it in the moment with Finn.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, great usage of that theme in action. You know, with the fun time travel kind of tool there. No, they absolutely. I would love if Star Wars kept kind of addressing that theme because, you know, we joke, but it got, I think, misinterpreted a lot coming out of Last Jedi. But just to see it like this. Now, the past is there. The past is valuable. You can learn from it. You don't have to live there. Kylo's kind of trying to live there, even here.
Uh-huh. It's not going great for him. Yeah. Yeah. So you had a lot of great thoughts. I want to make sure that we spend time with all of them. Anything else from the themes that jumped out to you that you'd like to discuss?
You know, we keep talking about the power of support and togetherness. You framed it in terms of like a holiday lesson, which is great. But this is the rise of Skywalker theme, and the one you have about Finn. You know, Finn's trying to, he's the glue, trying to keep everyone together, keep that connection, and I think. To use a holiday party to get that going and how everyone came together. I love that even Greedo gets to party, right? togetherness and what we're going through right now with the support is smaller bubbles right now, but that's the real support and that's what gets you through. And even for a tip yip, holiday party, you need that and it's valuable. And I like that Star Wars.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, just joyful to watch people, you know, sing and dance and play in the snow.
Yeah. I mean, I know you have a different relationship to snow than I do. I'd see it once a year. You'd see it every day, but I kind of want to go, throw some snowballs around you.
Yeah, but I mean, this is what holiday specials should do. That's the first snowfall, the joyful, before it breaks your spirit, if you grew up in Minnesota, as I did. But yeah, but it's still like that you want that. Those are the great days where you run out in your snowsuit all bundled up, and then you come back in and you get hot chocolate, and it's not about, you know, any, you know, big idea. It's just that. It's just play and connection and fun, and that ending really, without being too schmaltzy, really captured that for me.
Yeah, I did. I tell you what, I just had a good smile across my face through most of this. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, not to transition too harshly from a smile on your face, but was there anything you disliked or questioned?
Anything I disliked? Oh, yeah. We always say a dislike question. The other option is just pondered. There was a great, funny Jar Jar reference, but next time we must see him. I want to see him.
Yeah, was it the Poe saying this is going to be the biggest disaster since Jar Jar's Senate speech?
Yeah, very funny, very funny. But yeah, come on, give me some Jar Jar. This would be a great place to put some Jar Jar into our lives.
Yeah, I think I've got a party rule of if you invite the Ewoks, invite the Gungans too. Come on.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think for me, it is the same thing of just wanting more. I loved that this whole theme about masters and apprentice, but I liked that Rey was, you know, really thinking about Luke because Luke attaches to all these other characters. I liked the funny joke of she saw her master and her master's father and her master's father's master and all that. But I would have loved to just see more Leia in general in the show. We see her, you know, falling through time as a New Hope era Leia. But I know this is just canon adjacent, but I would have liked to see Leia included as Rey's master or maybe even visiting Luke and Leia training. You know, maybe that doesn't work as well because, you know, they have a different relationship than, you know, strict master and apprentice. What with being siblings and all. But I still would have liked, I thought there were some great opportunities to either see, you know, a flashback to Leia training Rey a little bit more, or seeing Luke and Leia train a little bit.
I agree. The Force Ghost one was worked great for me, but yeah, there was a, when New Hope Leia kind of falls out of the sky, I kind of went like, oh yeah. So, and you got a many, many great, voice actors out there who have played Leia. You throw a Shelby Young in there or something like that, and you can do it. So, hey, maybe next time. Again, I'm pushing for next year too. So, but I agree with you there.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just one of my favorite things about Rise of Skywalker, as we've talked about, is that really elevated Leia to not just being the leader of the rebellion and the leader of the New Republic, or a leader of the New Republic, but also a true Jedi master. And you know, I'm always looking for more ways to celebrate that. Yeah, and then I think for the other thing for me too of Rise of Skywalker, I kept, since they were dancing around it with Palpatine being so shocked about the reactor shaft, and we even get the joke from Kylo of, and there's no coming back from that, and then the look to the camera, that it felt like great Lego comedy opportunity to have, you know, healthy Sheev, relatively healthy, see half of himself hanging from a claw machine. It felt like, you know, maybe there, it just didn't work, you know, for the writers and the narrative, and that's all fine. Like I said, I really enjoyed it. These are, it would have been great to see a little bit more, and the comedy potential of healthy Sheev seeing the state that he's going to be left in. Maybe it's too creepy. I don't know. Maybe it's on the cutting room floor, or maybe that's the whole next year's holiday special. But I would be excited to see a Lego, you know, rotting clone Sheev.
I mean, I want to see that as an actual set anyway. So, yes, I'm all for that.
You're right. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. That might be the Lego set I finally have to make room for somehow.
I think you'd have to, yes.
Extra yeah. Goes. So yeah, that's it for me for any things I disliked, questioned, or pondered. I like your addition. We'll add pondered. Any other big picture thoughts before we take a quick break?
No, I'm ready to dive into the individual moments.
Excellent. We will be right back with a lot of individual moments.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, 4 Center friends, make sure you're keeping up to date on all the great content from Jennifer Landa. Whether it's YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok, you whippersnappers, 4 Center's own Jennifer Landa continues to bring you fun, informative, and insightful laughs and moments.
Also, Jennifer brings her experience and perspective as a Star Wars-loving mother to her DIY projects, blogs, and more. So be sure to head on over to JennyLanda.com, that's JennyLanda.com, for articles like how to make your own Darth Maul sneakers or 10 unique Star Wars baby gift ideas.
Follow Jen on Twitter and Instagram at Jennifer Landa and on TikTok as JenniferLanda1138. All right, welcome back to the 4 Center special, looking at the Lego holiday special that just dropped this past week on Disney Plus, which is one of the benefits of Disney Plus. You know, it's been a year. My subscription just auto-renewed, Joseph. So this is the kind of extra Star Wars content that we are blessed to have right now with Disney Plus kind of providing this playground. So we're diving on in to the holiday special.
That is right. We talked some big picture ideas, big picture themes. We pondered some more characters that I'd love to see in future holiday specials. But now we're going to dive into some favorite comedy moments, some favorite heart-touching moments. There's a lot of comedy because this is supposed to be a comedy throughout. So what were your favorite comedy moments, Ken?
There's some big ones. There's some little ones. I actually really enjoy. I don't know. I enjoy a good I'm watching you joke. So when the porgs, when Finn's like, I can't do it with them watching, and you zoom in on the porgs, and one of them's like, I'm watching you. Hi. True fact about me, I love that kind of humor. And I love porgs and porg humor, so I'm there for that. I love that. I'll just run through Luke challenging Yoda's do or do not, which is something that is just a fun conversation to have. I don't take it too seriously, but also at times I do take it seriously. This was just a fun way to address it. You've got to like this one though. Young Obi-Wan being bored in the Phantom Menace.
Yeah, I like that. And then the fact that there were like N1 Starfighter toys on the desk that it looked like maybe he was playing with at some point.
Yeah. I love that. But it was, in all seriousness, it was a good reminder of where Obi-Wan came from and where he grows into.
Absolutely. And in an episode that really, or a special that really is about, you know, growing and changing in Master and Apprentice. And it was kind of nice to see that, like, it connected young Obi-Wan to, you know, young Finn trying hard, but, you know, being frustrated.
Yeah, absolutely. I like protocol, not protocol droid humor. That's fine too, but protocol like office space humor. So when the snowtrooper facing two Vaders is like, any idea where what the protocol is here? I really like that sequence. The two Vaders, BB-9E is a disco ball for some reason was unnecessarily cruel but funny to me. Like that's what you get. I don't know. other moments, the clones jinxing each other was funny because I gotta admit, I didn't necessarily, the first time I watched it, I didn't get it. I wasn't paying close attention. And the second time I was like, oh, they're clones. I got it. I felt a little dumb that I missed it, but I got it the second time.
Did you like their coffee and donut?
I did. Well, they had kind of a Simpsons donut too. So, I'll take it. I did like it. The old bike cops, motorbike, cops on patrol. I loved it. It worked for me. I'm just running through some stuff. I love hearing the Death Star attack music. And my final, I really, really hope they sell those Emperor mugs on Batu.
Oh yeah. I'm sure they will since they called it out, right? As the location it came from, right?
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a great list. You picked out some great ones. The Porg looking at Finn was high on my list because it felt like good Porg humor, but it's also like, oh yeah, no, they are, they're becoming a part of this culture. Like, we got our eye on you. This eye that we used to stick naively into lightsabers. We're watching you now. That was great. I think because it's really fresh and it is really meta, which the Lego humor can do really well. The one that really jumped out at me is when all of the different characters were boarding the Falcon and Lando says, "Off-world Jawas, nice."
Yes. We've seen those in the trailer. We're talking about it, but to have, it's both awesome and just completely random and weird that Lando would say it, but he's been around the galaxy. He'd know. He would have seen them somewhere.
Yeah, and it's one of those ones it's funny because it is meta because Jawas always used to be on Tatooine. That was canon, and their eyes were this color. And then Jon Favreau or Filoni or everybody on the Mando team was like, no, want them there. And then they're got slightly different eye color, and they're marketed as off-world Jawas, and it's such a marketing thing, right, to call them off-world Jawas. Maybe it'll become really solid in canon. So it's so recent. It's so meta. And then I just imagine, you know, somebody, Billy Dee Williams going, what does this mean? And so, look, canonically, if you looked on Wikipedia, you know,
I don't care. I'll just read the line.
Yep. So that made me happy. I love Max Rebo. I was so excited to see him in the trailer. I liked the, again, meta joke that nobody's listened to him for 30 years. Wasn't it the Max Rebo 7? And then he seems to say in his alien language that something horrible happened.
Yep, I liked it.
Which I really like. The dark humor in these family-friendly things. Also, I think because it is something that's clearly a fan favorite joke, but it has not existed as long as some of our other fan favorite jokes. The whole shirtless Kylo thing was great. The close-ups, yeah. Hux not being able to say the right words. I think I just really like that connective tissue. I meant to say that at the top. One of the things I like about this whole special is it's just great to see all the eras blended together like this. That's always really fun. But, you know, to have something, have things is kind of as timeless as, not timeless, but as old as Who Shot First. Mm-hmm. That's such a standby. Now combined with these things that are only 3 or 4 years old and they're from this new era, but have that same kind of level of, yeah, Kylo with his shirt off, it's a meme. To have that in here is really fun for me.
You know, it's not only fun, it's important, right? Because this is, I think it's too... It's you and I've talked about this before. I've equated it to music before. A great album comes out, and it's in 2010. An album doesn't mean as much as it did in 1973. So we have a tendency to look back at 73 like that was the golden era. Where often we are living in the golden eras, and it's tough to know that while you're in them. So to have a something that is something from the current Star Wars generation that is going to be talked about and joked about for years to come and acknowledging it as such right now, I think it's fun and important. So I'm right there with you on that.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And I thought it was just like the zoom ins on the Lego, you know, lines for his chest were hilarious to me. I, of course, as an Obi-Wan fan, like the three-way hello there. The utter specificity on Mustafar Obi-Wan about where the burns were on his tunic. It's exactly correct. The Poe Zori kiss through the helmet with the mistletoe. That was nice. Mm-hmm. Calling back to the kiss through line of Rise of Skywalker. Babu Frick doing the worm and other little breakdancing moves. I was kind of writing down some notes from memory and I was like, Babu Frick doing the worm. And then I really truly had a moment of like, was that real or did I dream that?
You just wrote down that sentence and it's true, huh? Babu Frick doing the worm in Star Wars.
Yep. Yeah, that's actually real. Very small beat for me, but this is in the kind of humor list I like. I like when BB-8 shoots out what looks like an arm appendage. There doesn't appear to be a wrist on where or watch on where his wrist would be, but it's the classic looking at my... wristwatch to see what time it is. I love that. They're so cute for Baby Yoda. Good, solid. McClunky also, you know, the new classics. But then my final one on this list is because it It's absolutely perfect. It is not new and fresh. It is, in fact, getting quite old, but in a delightful way. Just made both my wife and I laugh out loud is the shock at the end of Yoda being in full Burl Ives from, you know, Rankin Bass Rudolph costume at the end killed me.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Love that.
And also, like, I'm sure most people watching a holiday special are very familiar with that. But if you're not, you're like, the hell's he wearing and why?
Yeah, kids that gather around. We'll tell you about Burl Ives.
Yeah, so ton of great fun beats. Any other thoughts on the comedy of the holiday special?
No, it worked as expected, right? You know, I mean, we got the Lestelle humor. The Emperor at times got robot chicken for me, but that works. Like I enjoy that stuff. So they really lean into that, and it works. This is everything I needed. That's the title of this episode for me. It works.
It works. Everything I needed. Yeah, I was really, having watched the two seasons of the Freemaker Adventures, there's a lot of Palpatine, and there's that choice where sometimes he definitely does Lord Vader, and he does some very Palpatine stuff, but other times he's, you know, faster paced and a little bit more maniacal even than actual Palpatine. You know, sometimes with this kind of comedy, you need that speed, and, you know, Palpatine's got to pick up the pace. Yeah. And I think there's that vibe there that makes him really fun. Yeah, I think overall there's a bunch of great comedy beats. And I think what makes it fun is you never know when it's going to be some real world meta thing that might tie to marketing. It's going to be a wink and a nod about a fan discussion, or it's going to be that comedy that really just dives into the characters, like, you know, the comedy of Kylo saying, I'm fine with throwing my Uncle Luke down the shaft, but Grandpa Vader, like, and it's a funny meta joke, but it's also coming from, in this very twisted way, the truth of the character from that moment in his life.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Everything kind of, it built upon what we knew from the characters in fun ways. Yeah.
Yeah. So heart touching, right? Holiday special should be heart touching. Was your heart touched? And if so, where?
Show me on the doll where your heart was touched. Yes. Dio saying he left. I miss my friend. I mean, come on.
Right.
I love that. He just says what we're all feeling, man. I love Dio. There was, I'm trying to make sense of my own. Ghost Luke and Leia, not just being there, but in my head, they follow her around, maybe. That seems like that can seem creepy, but just like the fact that she has access to them. Again, this is totally Ganon adjacent. I get it, but just I was warmed by that idea that they could still show up and comfort her as needed. I wrote down, I already know, Rey says it to Jedi Luke. Oh, yeah, yeah. She's talking to Return of the Jedi Luke, and just thought that was a little warm moment of her saying to him, yeah, I know what you do down the line. You make a big, powerful decision out of peace and purpose. And then I think a lot of people talk about this when I saw some of the conversation, but just Rey saying goodbye, Ben, to Kylo. Aww.
Yeah. No, you said some great stuff there. And you're right. I in my desire for more Leia, I am glad that Jedi Master Force Ghost Leia did greet Rey, and that seemed appropriate for a holiday special with the family all gathered round. Yeah, the goodbye Ben, that was really great, because there was a lot going on in this about you know, the original trilogy. We've had years and years to sort of like iron out and, you know, get our general cultural opinion of, and this moment and this time you know, it's solidified in a certain way, and new people are discovering it and have different perspectives, and that's great. But the sequel trilogy is so fresh, it's really interesting to see where in the timeline they pick up. And, you know, there's that part of me of like, oh, are we going to see a moment of Ben Solo, because we can. And I really liked how clear they were on the timeline of Rey truly being in the past and Rey knowing everybody's future, and that, yeah, it was a big swing for this holiday special to put that much tenderness in her voice. Like they got the joke of just her calling him Ben and had some fun with it, but then the, you know, sending him away, and that it really did feel like the sadness of parting with him again, of goodbye Ben. It was great.
Yeah, no, it worked. It made me go, yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, other ones, the Dio one, definitely. I think Yoda appearing to Rey in general when she's having a hard time was that was just great to truly see them together, even though we've heard him talk about her to Luke, and we've heard her, we've heard Yoda whisper to him, to her. But I think what was really great about it, it was kind of picking up on that thread of what he specifically whispers to her in Rise of Skywalker about, you know, alone never have you been. That he's, you know, showing up to add a little bit more to that statement in an important moment. I love in her fight, her initial fight with Vader, which, by the way, it's just cool to see Rey and Vader fight, even if they're Lego. The moving rocks, that's like, that's what she's best at.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. I like that.
Yeah.
So the Yoda thing too, it meant a lot. You get Frank Oz to do the voice. It just meant a lot to, that he actually was there, that he's like, nope, you're not just hearing me. I'm here with you. I love that.
Oh yeah. 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 I believe it was Tom Kane who did his voice in this.
Was it? Oh, I thought it was Frank Oz. Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of the VR game that's coming out, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. You're right. All right. That moment means nothing to me.
That person who played Yoda for, you know, a total of 7 years on the Clone Wars animated series.
Yeah.
No, but it does. I think that is kind of a meta thing, is partially why I worked so hard and swore so much trying to see the voice cast of it. Is such an interesting mix of the actors from the films, the voice actors from all of these, you know, animated shows, to people new to it, all that stuff. It's an interesting and fun mix in the galaxy. So other heart touching moments for me, more big picture things. You know, I know this is canon adjacent, but just seeing Finn train in the yellow saber, like it's exciting for me. Touch my heart in that way, and that I'm excited for someday to continue those stories. It was great to see him even in Lego form. And the final one for me, I know it's very much on purpose, and I think it works really well to pull on the emotional heartstring of Luke staring at the twin sons moment.
Yeah,
the moment we all know is that's him looking forward to the galaxy and wondering what's out there for him and knowing he has a place in it. And it's some good and effective comedy for it to fall into the horizon right there before he's ready for it and before he fully understands it and then kind of returns it, you know, back to that pure moment is that was really effective for me.
Yeah, no, the twin sons moment is so powerful in A New Hope that just you, when you invoke it, you it pulls on a lot of heartstrings, like I said. But to your point of just literally like, I'm wondering what my life will be, and all the samples drop down in front of you. It worked, and I enjoy a good blue milk mustache joke as well. And on the Finn thing, I will say too, like we said up top, like, yeah, canon adjacent, but just to know that's kind of there's folks behind Star Wars that kind of share that idea of like, hey, you know, this is probably the next logical step for these two characters. You know, again, I know we probably won't see it. Maybe we'll read about it, you know, but to see it in official Star Wars canon with Boyega and Ridley doing it, probably not. But to know that just that spirit of that exists in Star Wars, it meant a lot.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great way to say it. It's there. We talked about it recently on the main show we did about imagining Star Wars and kind of having a sense of fun and play and dreaming. It's nice to have those characters live in that space of, you know, we don't know the adventure, but we could get together with friends or do a podcast and dream about, like, you know, how is Rey training Finn? You know, what is he learning? What are his best four skills? There's just so much room to dream in a fun way.
Absolutely. Dream in a fun way.
Dream in a fun way. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you wanted to touch on about the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special?
Man, I'm trying. I mean, now I want some Yip Tip. Even though, Thanksgiving will be boring without it, quite frankly. No, overall, I love, you know, all the details. I think just a great job to summarize again, exactly what I wanted it to be. And including the length, like, you know, I was like, oh, we can have 2 hours now, 47, 48 minutes. Perfect. Just enough to get the kids' attention. And I'm so happy that the marriage of Lego and Star Wars exists. And that they've developed this kind of Lego humor. And a lot of it did come out of that first series of Star Wars games. So I think it's in its own way a Star Wars tradition, and it worked well.
Yeah. I guess for me, the final thing is just, you know, obviously the whole idea of Life Day has this complicated and funny history in Star Wars. It's really great to see Star Wars kind of taking a step forward and going, you know, things can just be a joke. It can be a clickbait article about, you know, George Lucas wants to burn every copy of Life Day. But it's great to just see actual Star Wars going, yeah, no, let's take this idea that is weird and is fun and does have this complicated history, and just like Rey does in the special, let's take a step forward with it.
Yeah, I was waiting for like an article from one of those bad websites. It's like Star Wars confirms the idea to bring Palpatine back bad and impossible based on that Kylo joke. Didn't see it. Didn't come across my desk. I actually liked the joke, thought it was funny. So, you know.
Yeah. And it is all about just, you know, taking that step forward, and Life Day can be fun. Life Day is fun. And I look forward to celebrating Life Day and my anniversary and the anniversary of the release of Casino Royale, November 17th. Extremely important day in my life.
Which is funny because I watched Casino Royale Wednesday. So, you know, I celebrated everything. I didn't get you an anniversary gift. I apologize.
So this is slightly off topic for Star Wars, but very quick. So, you know, my wife and I got married November 17th. November 18th, we had a breakfast with the wedding party. Then we went to a matinee of Casino Royale, and I will always remember it because one of the first sort of like jump scares where the guy that you think is dead isn't. My wife squeezed my hand, and it was the first time I felt her wedding ring squeeze into my finger. Like, oh, that's that hurts, but it also feels really great because that's my partner wearing her wedding ring. So you watch Casino Royale on the anniversary of me actually seeing Casino Royale, which is very special.
I somehow knew it.
You somehow knew through the Force. It's connection. We try to wrap up some of our conversations with weird, fun questions. So this is the one I got for you, Ken. If you could have a holiday sweater with any Star Wars character or scene on it, who would it be?
Ooh, okay. Full disclosure, I do have one. I think it's just AT-ATs and speeders. It's like a Hoth one. So I want a new one. This is a great question. I definitely think that I want... Oh, man. I think I might want Chewie and the Porgs.
Oh.
Chewie and the Porgs. Yeah, I might want to like just a holiday. That's some holiday cheer for me. Life Day.
Yeah.
Porgs. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I forgot to say, I really liked seeing the skeleton of Vader and then the holiday sweater. That was actually one of the funniest moments of like, where'd that holiday sweater come from?
Yeah. Random, and I loved it.
Yeah, I think if I wanted something... kind of weird and ironic, I think I'd want a lovely holiday sweater of Palpatine hanging from the claw arm.
Oh, that'd be great.
But if I wanted something a little bit, still very weird, but a little bit more heartwarming, I think I'd have to go with my friend Vat Weirdo, Lulilo Primock, in a Rhodia Ventifoli on a holiday sweater, and people would just be, what the hell is that?
I'd love that. I don't even really like ugly holiday sweaters, but now I want all these.
Yep. I know there's some great ugly holiday Star Wars sweaters out there. So maybe I will need to buy one out of joy of Star Wars meeting up with the holiday times. Any other final thoughts for you, Ken?
No, what a fun little thing. Hope you all enjoyed our look at it, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too. So do you want to tell people where they can find us?
I would love to. If you want to follow us on Twitter, go to Force Center Pod. We are on Facebook at Force Center Podcast, Instagram, YouTube as well. You can get an audiobook on us by going to audibletrial.com/Force Center. You can also get some merch at tpublic.com/user/Force Center and support us directly at patreon.com/Force Center, or, you know, just tell a friend about all the things we got going on here at Force Center. You can follow me at Ken Napsuk or KenNapsuk.com, and that man over there in the virtual table, Joseph Scrimshaw, where he can, rank all the holiday sweaters.
That is right. Look for my holiday sweater rankings, Twitter and Instagram at Joseph Scrimshaw, all other comedy adventures on my website, josephscrimshaw.com.
That's the spot. That's our look at the 2020 Lego holiday special. Will there be more? We hope so. Hey, have a happy belated Life Day to all of you out there. This was Force Center.
Oh,
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.